Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Five Questions With. Last week, we had some amazing guests on the show, and boy, did we deep dive into their worlds. But here's the best part. We also uncovered their fun and playful sides. Our host, Scott Fullerton, has a treat for you today. You see, Five Questions isn't just about serious stuff. We like to keep it light and quirky, too. We ask questions that let our guests show their wonderfully unique and playful sides. Imagine this. What would they do if they woke up as a squirrel one day? Or what's their favorite ice cream flavor that describes their personality? It's all about bringing out their hidden quirks and having a blast along the way. We believe that even the most successful and accomplished individuals have a fun side, and we're here to celebrate that. So get ready to witness the fun and playful side of our extraordinary guests. You'll laugh, you'll smile, and you might just discover a thing or two about them that you never knew. So sit back, grab a drink, and get ready for the show.
All righty, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With. I'm so excited to have back in studio with me today. Josiah Myers is here. He is the CEO of Arriva, an amazing short-term rental company, as well as lead of the band Last Youth. We had a fantastic talk last week. Check out the link below if you missed it. Josiah, welcome back to the Left to Straight Show. You ready to play Five Questions?
Absolutely. Let's get it.
All right. Let's do it. I'm a big foodie here, and I always like to throw a good dinner party. So for five questions, I always like to know if you can invite any two entrepreneurs or any two musicians or singers, living or past, who would you invite to your dinner party and what would you serve?
I would invite Bezos and Zuckerberg.
Nice.
I'm sorry, no, Zuckerberg and Musk, because they're supposed to be fighting on the UFC. So I'd want them to like talk shit to each other at the dinner party.
That.
And then as far as the second
musicians
question,
or singers?
Musicians, I'd go Presley and Michael Jackson. I'd love to see them interact with each other. Two of the big kings.
Amazing. I love that. All right. Question number two. You live this extraordinary life, living in the business world, living in the music world. You have a great social club that you do out in Columbus. What's a surprisingly ordinary thing that people might not know about you that you like to do to relax or unwind?
I like to take long walks. I'm like one of those guys that looks at my steps every day and need to make sure I get 10,000 in. So I'd say that's probably the most normal thing that I can think of on the top of my head.
Nice. I like that. I saw that your mom recently moved to Oregon and you like hiking this. I love Oregon's a great place to go hiking. I love that.
100%.
My grandfather lived on the coast in Florence and I loved walking on the beach. All the sand dunes are there. It was amazing. So very, very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so you've done all these business things, you've done all these music things. What's the funniest or most embarrassing thing that's happened to you during a live performance or maybe a business meeting?
When I was on, live in front of 14 million people on a national news network, and the lady that was interviewing me told me that she loved me on national TV.
Okay.
I just did not know what to say. So I was like, all right, yeah, I love you too.
That is amazing. That's a little awkwardness in an interview. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was really nervous. And like, I drank like five White Claws beforehand to like get my nerves down. And I was still sweating bullets. But yeah, that girl ended the interview by telling me she loves me. And I told her I love her too. And then, you know, I can't tell you what happened after, but I'm just kidding.
There you go. Uh-oh. Hot date alert. There we go. All right, no more. All righty. Question number four. What's the most unexpected source of inspiration you've had, either in business or music?
I would say I wasn't expecting to be as inspired by the refugees that we had stay in our places, and the caregivers, the nurses, the doctors, the hurricanes, and what happened with them, and being able to donate to them and see like what happened on the ground floor with those. So yeah, I think the people that have been in these hard positions that we've started nonprofit ventures have given me completely unexpected inspiration and more groundsmanship, if that's even a word, being able to be grounded while I'm pursuing, you know, these great things and these awesome ventures. There's a whole nother world out there that people don't have the same opportunities. So I'd say that for sure.
Well said, my friend. I love that. All right. And question number five, probably the most important of the five questions. If you can invent a new ice cream flavor that perfectly represents your personality and style, what would it be called and what would be the ingredients in it?
Blueberry, almond, pistachio, chip with cookie dough and banana frosting and some that would be the flavors, and it would be called What the Nut Is Going On.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I don't know why Ben and Jerry's hasn't had that one yet. Josiah Myers, you made it through five questions. Thank you, my friend. We had a great interview, guys. Check out the link below. Remind everyone the name of your band, where they can find your music, and find you on social, my friend.
At Last Youth Band, lastyouthband.com, at Josiah freaking Myers on IG, Arriva.com, and at Arriva on the business side. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
There you go. All right, stay in line. Guys, if it's Tuesday, we'll have another five questions next week. Stay tuned for Left to Straight interviews the next couple of days. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another five questions with. I'm so excited to have back in studio my very special guest. Jonathan Lovitz is back here. We had a fantastic interview last week. If you missed it, be sure to check the link below. We talked all about Jonathan's amazing work in advocacy, working for our federal government. Thank you so much for that. Plus, we delved in a little bit of his entertainment background as well. Jonathan, welcome back to the Left to Straight Show. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, it's great to be back with you. Hope everyone is doing well out there.
You ready to do a little five questions?
I'm nervous, but let's go. I'm ready.
You can handle it. I think you can do this. All right. I can't speak. Question number one. We talked about your handsome husband, Steve, and he's a meteorologist out there with you. If you two had to switch jobs, would you like to do the news, the weather, or the sports, or maybe special assignment? And what is Steve passionate about that he would advocate for?
Oh my gosh. Well, last things first, Steve is one of the most, I'm a little biased and think he's the most incredible man in the world, but he is actually one of the most incredible advocates for climate change and STEM education for kids. He spends as much time and energy as possible working with students with these special education days they do for kids all over the region. And he does, Zoom and Teams workshops with schools all over the country. He's incredible and just such a great champion for getting young people to care about their environment and firing up communities to care about climate change and protecting the planet around us. One of my favorite photos of us of all time is me pretending to be him at a weather board and him absolutely shaming me. So I know I have no future in that, but I would love to get back behind the news desk. Logo TV's Gay News with CBS on Sundays was one of my first times doing the news. And then I worked as a red carpet interviewer and news interviewer for a long time. So I love that part, but I could never hold a candle next to a real journalist like him.
Nice. Well done and well bragged upon. Good job for hubby. I like that. All right. Question number two. We talk a little bit about it. You are a musical fan like I am. If you could time travel back to opening night of any original cast musical, what would you like to go see and who would you like to go see backstage?
Oh, this list is so long, and this is my fantasy football league, is like what shows I'd go back and see and who I wish I could be in them with. The going back to see the original Evita with Patti LuPone and Mandy Patinkin, I don't know that I'd ever recover. early Phantom of the Opera, which is the show that I first saw as a kid. It got me very, was why I did what I did for so long. The idea of seeing, Michael Crawford and Sarah Brightman and all of them live the first time around would have been unbelievable. Oh gosh, and then to go backstage, I mean, I am so lucky that in my career I've gotten to spend time privately talking with Cheetah and Patty and Donna McKechnie and these incredible women that I've always wanted to have a minute alone with. The one I never got to, and it breaks my heart, is getting to have spent time really talking, I think with Jonathan Larson. And just what it meant to write something so innovative and change, and just at the forefront of change. I've been close friends over the years with so many folks that were in Rent, Anthony Rapp and Wilson Cruz and others are very close friends, and we've talked so much about that experience, but just to have heard it from him, it is amazing about technology making it easier than ever to follow up on these things. I remember when I was a musical theater student, the amount of nights I'd be kicked out of the music library at school for being there too late, listening to every recording that they had and following along with the printed scores. Now all of that's online, and kids now can watch great performances from 60 years ago up until the thing that was on Broadway last night and everything in between. So I just think it's amazing that so many people can relive these amazing experiences. And I also have to plug one of my favorite accounts online is the Notes from Steve Sondheim Instagram account, where people post all the incredible typewritten letters he sends to people over the years. And the amount of colleagues and friends of mine who have worked with and gotten to know Steve before he passed, those stories alone could fill years of podcasts, and I hope people tell them.
Oh, I bet that's amazing. I love that. I'm such a Broadway fan. I just had someone on the other day and we talked about it. Rent and Chorus Line, I will go see any
Sure.
high school production, regional production, anything. Those they're just so timeless and bring back so many great memories. So yeah, I agree 100%. All right, question at number three. We touched on this for a half a second in your interview. Your Instagram profile says you're a Star Trek fan. If you could bring the actor out to play again in you, which Star Trek series would you like to co-star in, and what would your race be?
Oh my God, all of them. So I can't get enough. And now, again, we talked in our other interview about how all this work and advocacy has brought me in touch with these so many of the actors and directors and stuff and advocates that I've always wanted to meet and work with now as colleagues and friends. I have been getting to know a lot of the folks that were involved in Picard and in Strange New Worlds, just because we connected through various advocacy things, and now as still a SAG member and helping talk to people about the actor strike that's still going on and how everything went, lessons learned from the WGA strike. And so I have absolutely unabashedly pitched myself as ready and available to be background guy number seven anytime they need me on any future Star Trek
Nice.
series. But I grew up wanting to be a cross section of Dr. Bashir on Deep Space Nine and Wesley Crusher. And so any chance to be out there adventuring would be fine by me. But I love, absolutely love what they're doing with Strange New Worlds. And for any Star Trek fan out there, I mean, it really just feels like such a love letter to everything we care about in Star Trek in such a just passionate and fun way. Yeah. So maybe as that continues to
Speaking
roll
of,
along.
Anson Mount is just like the most amazing advocate for just about anything
Everything.
progressive that I love.
Everyone in that
He's
cast
amazing.
is a great advocate for what they care about, and how amazing we finally got a Star Trek musical episode after all these years. That scratched a lot of itches for me.
Very true. All right, this next one we got to put our thinking cap on. It's kind of a six-parter.
Oh, man.
You and Steve are throwing a dinner party. You can't have pizza. I know it's your favorite. What's on the menu? And if you can invite one politico and one LGBTQ advocate from one that's passed away, one that's current, and a future star you're seeing, who would they be? So
Okay.
you're throwing a dinner party. First, what are you and Steve serving?
Oh my gosh. I mean, if it can't be pizza, I am a, I am a big meat eater. So, maybe an amazing beef Wellington for everyone, just because it's such a fun thing to bring out. Let's see. All right. So
Okay, so we need a politico and an LGBT advocate from the past who's
Okay.
passed away. Who would we want to bring back?
Oscar Wilde.
Nice.
You know, the dinner conversation would be great. All right, who else are we inviting?
And I need a politico or LGBT advocate from the present, current that you would like to be a great conversationalist.
Oh, that's such a good one. I would love to have Richie Torres, congressman from New York. He's both a dear friend and also, I think, very much the future of, pragmatic, progressive, intersectional Democrats in America, and just such a great leader.
Oh, good choice. And we also need a future one. So besides Richie, give me a future political or LGBT advocate that you'd like to invite. Someone that's on
I
your
mean,
mind.
we're watching the rise of Sarah McBride, hopefully become the first trans woman in the in Congress, which would be incredible. Everyone needs to be keeping their eyes on the state houses, which are full of young, bright, diverse talent. My dear friend Brandon Wolf, who is a Pulse survivor in Orlando and a huge advocate for gun safety for LGBTQ people, just became the Human Rights Campaign's national spokesperson, and I would put some money on it will one day be in an elected office.
I agree with that 100%. I've been watching Brandon for quite a while. And you've rubbed some your shoulders here. I would love to speak to Kamala Harris's husband. He seems like the
Oh.
amazing person.
The second gentleman is an amazing man. We really got to have a nice conversation at the vice president's pride reception at their house, and he's just he's as wonderful a husband and champion for her as he is for all of us, and particularly to have a such a prominent Jewish leader in America right now is really special, and couldn't be more needed.
I love that. He has such a story to tell, I think, and just in so many aspects of everything. That'd be amazing. All right, question number five, I'd look down here for.
All right.
All right, with your role in the Biden administration, who would you say someone that we would know is probably the funniest outside of work? And what is one interesting fun fact that you've learned that you may not have expected to find about something or someone at the White House?
I finally got to go bowling in the White House bowling alley. And so that is, I think, my favorite cool thing, in the administration, because it's not only just so storied and has such an amazing history, but you think about all the people who have come through there, and now how many members of the administration get to use it to say thank you to their teams and their colleagues, and have events down there to unwind and loosen their ties a little bit, and just be in camaraderie with their fellow public servants, in such a cool and historic place. I think people would be floored to learn that, let's see, that, I mean, Secretary Gina Raimondo, the Commerce Secretary who I work for, is one of the funniest, most passionate, most wonderful people. And she can break you with a good joke so quickly. And I just absolutely love working for her. But don't sell out the big guy. President Biden is a great storyteller. There's a reason he is America's dad, because he is so warm with his embrace and tells a darn good story. And I you know, being married to America's greatest Philly girl definitely makes him better for it, because I know Dr. Biden also tells a great story, and that's why she's a great public educator.
That is amazing. Jonathan Lovitz, you made it through five questions with some amazing answers there. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate everything you do. Please keep up all of the hard work, and let my listeners know again where they can follow you on social media and kind of reach out, because get some great advocacy tips and just to maybe even vent if they need to a bit.
Oh, vent away. Be in touch anytime. My social media is all at JD Lovitz, LOVITZ. Google me, find me, reach out anytime. Let's do, you know, as I've said in my campaign, and now the motto that carries me through everything in life is, let's make a difference. So reach out, my friends. Take care of each other. Be well, be safe. And let's find ways to make a little bit of difference together.
Jonathan Lovitz, we're not going to wait forever to have you on next time. Thanks so much for all your words of wisdom, for your advice. Guys, we had a fantastic interview. Be sure to check the link below.
Thanks for listening to The Left of Straight Show. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast distributor, and please give us a 5-star rating so more listeners can find us. You can follow us on social media, and be sure to check out our website, www.leftofstraightradio.com, for contests and other news and information. See you next week.